Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America. We are here at our Morning Mansion Show here at the Mansions on Park Row, and we would just like to say good morning, everyone, and we're just so excited to be here today in this amazing place on an amazing day. And it is just so, the weather is so nice today. It's just like, it's kind of misty, rainy, but it's still a beautiful day. It's spring, still kind of, sort of, the flowers are blooming. It's just beautiful to see the hand and the work of the Lord at play. So just in my ride this morning, I was just, you know, of course, listening to the word, but I was excited to just kind of be aware of my surroundings and to see how great God is once again today. So take a moment today and just breathe and see the salvation of the Lord, and just kind of take notice to his majesty today in the land. And it's just a beautiful day, and I am your host, Marlo Mosey, and my amazing, beautiful co-host is here with me this morning, and it is Miss Jasmine Williams, who is also co-owner here at the Mansions on Park Road. Good morning, Jazz.
Good morning, Amanda.
Yes, that is so awesome, because, you know, we do want the world to know how much we love you and how much the Lord loves you, and it's just always a wonderful day to be all that you can be. So we are going to kind of like just flow into our topic. So this will be part two of what are you doing with your measure? And just I hope that you guys were able to go into the show last week and or actually was able to listen in as we were live to hear the goodness of the Lord and all that he has done for us and all that he is going to do in this season. And but a lot of it is really up to what we're going to do and what we are doing with our measures. And for those of us that are not into the depth of that, you know, I just pray that everyone is quickened to go deeper in who they're called to be in their measure in this season. So I'd just like to say good morning, America, once again, and just we're so excited to be here today here at the complex at the Mansions on Park Row. We've had a few visitors in our new office location this morning, and that was a blessing that people are just excited for us as we, you know, are carrying out this new mission that we're on. So we are going to go to commercial this morning, and we're going to listen to our Unblind Me by Cree, and just continue to pray for us that we have some new music coming here pretty soon. So to God be the glory. So we're going to hear what Cree has to say.
Don't let me lose my way. I'm going to shout your name, hallelujah. Hey, hey. Hey.
are back this morning at our Mornings at the Mansion show, and I just want to kind of say today that just listening to Cree Perkins and her Unblind Me song, it's just so, it's just such a beautiful song, and just knowing her testimony behind the song makes it incredibly powerful, you know, and that's why we play the music that we play, because these people have stepped out on faith, and they are trusting God, and we here at the Mansion on Park Row, and our podcast is going to do everything we can for the world to hear. And we encourage everyone to just go out and kind of look them up, whether it's your social media or on the YouTube, and definitely support them and purchase their music, and just be all we can do, be all we can be in helping them do what they are called to do in their measure today. So we are going to kind of go into the word, or just kind of merge into where we left off on last week. We were coming out of Romans chapter 12, and our staple scripture that we spoke about was 3, and we started at 1, but I believe that we kind of rolled all the way into 15 or 16, so we're going to pick up at 16 to kind of refresh that, talking about the measure. But in 3, it talked about, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." And just for the Lord telling us that, you know, specifically in his word, lets us know that, especially dealing with every man, he has dealt the measure. So we all have an amazing opportunity to do what God has called us to do, you know, as he's given us the grace, the mercy, and definitely when he, after Christ came and left and he went to go be with the Father, he left us the Holy Ghost, which is within us and with us every day to make these incredible decisions. That way we can walk out what we're called to walk out and be who we're called to be in this season for the land today. So that's just a scripture of encouragement for everyone to know. So when you have the opportunity, feel free to go back and start at 1 and kind of merge in. We're going to just pick up at 16 where it says, "Be of the same mind one to another. Mind not high things, but condescended to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men." And 18 reads, "If it be possible, as much life in you, live peaceably with all men." And that scripture to me is talking about just remaining drama-free, you know, kind of living peaceably, and don't do evil for evil. You know, we just have to know that sometimes people are where they are. You have to recognize where they are, and not allow their behavior to dictate your behavior. And you still walk in love, and you still walk in the fruits of the Spirit, and make sure that your light is shining, no matter what the clarion call is at that particular time or moment or day. You know, you just want to make sure. And that's what the word of the Lord is telling us here today, is when people have that low estate, which is self-esteem or having a bad day, you want to just, you know, make sure that you're edifying them in whatever way. And sometimes we don't even have to say anything, just being present and a present help and just kind of, you know, walking it out. So, Jazz, do you kind of have those struggles sometimes with people or in family or just self?
Yeah, I mean, that's everyday life where you have to do the right thing, not speak to their level and be drama like they be drama.
Sometimes that's kind of hard to do it.
Yeah.
Especially, especially when you're like in
but
that.
You know what? It's not hard to do if you you think, because when you know better, you get punished for doing stuff like that.
Yes. And when you know that.
Mm-hmm. When you know that, that makes you not even do.
Yes. And then a lot of times it's even more drastic for us because we know. You know, and that's that measure. You know, a lot of times it's not just in our actions, it's in what we know to, you know, and not being able to allow that person to take us from where we've come from, or that we don't fall back from where we have already been, you know, because it's seven times harder sometimes to get back in alignment from where we just left off, you know. But that's just amazing to hear that. And during the commercial, you were sharing this incredible thought process of one of your 10-year-old clients, who I have so much admiration for her. But just having the simplicity. And then we have to stay open, because in order to have the conversation of a 10-year-old to open your mindset to, like, wow, a 10-year-old is thinking in this capacity. So how did that make you feel to hear her? And kind of share a little bit of that.
Oh, wow. I was talking to her about moving, because she was saying she may have to move. And I was asking her, well, are you upset about moving? And she was like, no, as long as I have an education and some food and clothes, I don't care. I was like, what? Most parents hate the world when they parents feel and they have to pick up and move. But she was just calm about it. She didn't care, and she was like, going with the flow, whatever, as long as she has a food, clothes, and education.
That is amazing.
Right.
To hear that come out of the heart of a 10-year-old, because like you're saying, most kids be like having temper tantrums and making the transition harder, you know, and creating that in the atmosphere. But she's like easy breezy, like, hey, here's the three basic things.
Right.
Education.
Yes.
Food and clothing. That's amazing. Because we have people that are 50 years old that don't have that simplicity in their mindset of the concept of life. So, really, that's amazing. And I see a great future for her, a great balance in it. You know, and that's another thing that we're going to touch base on in, you know, what are you doing with your measure? It's so important that we have a great balance in our flow, whether it's our finances or whether it's our home, our atmospheres and our relationships, you know, because we did a teaching way back on, we'll probably go back into that on our radio show, but called Shipwrecked. Remember that? And that's when you are in that relationship or friendship or partnership, just whatever, it's still a ship. You know, and when the scales are tilted, you know, I always look at that, you know, and I see that analogy as like a real scale, you know, and if you have too much on one side, it's way up. And even the seesaw effect, remember when you were kids and did you ever run the seesaw? I mean, you know what I'm saying? So who wanted a big person on the other end? It was no effect of the seesaw, right? You were either stuck up in the air or... Yeah, you know, and it's so important that we have the equal portion of the walk as we walk it out. Mm-hmm. And in that equal portion, that is how you measure out, the balance out your measure, you know. And on last week's show, I talked about we use Luke 6 and 38 scripture where it says, you know, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, you know, and this is the word of the Lord. And that particular morning, I was filling up our sugar container. Mm-hmm. And then as I was filling it, I was shaking it, and then it packed it down some more, and I was able to refill, you know, put more sugar. And then I was trying to really work it, though. I was trying to really see how much I could get. But when I was doing that, I was thinking about that scripture and then how it applied, how we can really take that application into our life and know that what the Lord says is what it is, you know, that good measure. So it's all about the good measure that we put in. It's what we get back. It's also the principle of sowing and reaping. And then sometimes in the natural, it's seed and harvest, you know. So I just encourage the world today to know that and to just get into the depth of who they are and what their measure is. And if you don't know, ask God. He'll tell you, you know. But we're all dealt the measure, you know, and how we can walk it out and be effective. And a lot of times we don't have to have anything. And that's where the trick of the enemy comes in, because he tries to make everybody feel you have to have this status, or you have to have this credit score, or you have to have this amount of money in the bank to possess the land. And all you have to have is belief, and believe in what God gave you, and work with what you have, and with good measure, you know, and sow into people, you know. But when you do that, you have to make sure that the ground is fertile.
Right.
Okay. So what have you learned from that?
No concrete.
No. Yeah. You do. And even sometimes if you notice, like,
a tree that has really, really deep, thick roots, girl, they can come through the concrete.
Yeah, I've seen the flowers come through the concrete.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. You know, but the beginning of that seed was not on the concrete. The ground was actually fertile. So, and that's pretty powerful right there. To know that if you're rooted and grounded, if your root is, which is in Christ, that your harvest, even it can bust through the concrete, it could be a flower, it could be whatever, you know. Isn't that awesome? I know I'm really analytically animated sometimes when I see stuff like that, but some things are caught, some things are taught, and some things are bought. And I just contend in the spirit today with people to catch that thing because it's a lot less costly when you do that. So, to God be the glory. But anyway, how are you enjoying yourself this morning, Jazz? You love it? Okay. Well, I absolutely love you being here today. Just having your presence in the studio is just an incredible, it means, I can only tell the world how much it means to me. You know, to be able to walk this journey out with my daughter. You know, for those that don't know, Jasmine is my baby, but she's also my oldest child. But she's still baby Jazz, and I can tell the world that. I know she's looking at me crazy right now, y'all. It's the truth. So she is actually here today because our co-host Anthony, who is also our designer and a whole bunch of other things here. She is on a mission today, so good morning, Anthony. I miss you, girl. I know you're hanging out doing great things today. So she is actually on set as a photo shoot with Yahrboy Peoples this morning. So we want to say good morning, Yahrboy Peoples. Good morning, Andrea Smith. Good morning, everybody. We love you guys, and hopefully one day we'll all get our little groove on and get our shoots together, and prayerfully one day you guys will be on Morning at the Mansion show. So I just thought I'd put that out there, okay? So we're going to go to commercial, and we're going to listen to a little bit of Asaba and her, let's see which one we want to listen to today, and her Sweet Escape, and just kind of see what Asaba has to say this morning. We're trying to get this music to go on, but, you know, if it don't go, we can still listen to what the Lord is talking about today. So, there we go. Thank you. Well, we are back at our Mornings at the Mansion show, and we are, like, having some technical difficulties this morning, but it's okay because God is in control, and we're just going to work it out and walk it out in this word today. And we just ask that y'all would pray for us because it is technology, and technology is just technology. So we're going to continue here and kind of merge out and go into our measure of what we're really called to do in our faith message today. So we're going to pick up at 19 where it says, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." So I love that scripture because especially when I get aggravated and irritated and all of that with, you know, the way people come at you sometimes, you just have to know that the Lord says that, hey, you have to give place unto wrath. You know, it's a time and a place for everything. And I love when I see in the word where it says it is written, because that was one of the ways that Jesus really dealt with, he dealt with the enemy himself with the it is written. You know, whenever the enemy came at him, he would tell him, hey, it's written that the Lord said this and the Lord said that. So we're here, it says, the Lord says, I will repay, saith the Lord. So we're just hoping that we're still live because we are, like I said, having some difficulties this morning. So looks like we are live. So if not, you, whenever we chime in, y'all just let us know or feel free to call in, callers, and let us know if you are hearing us out there this morning. And our call-in number is 646-668-2247. That is 646-668-2247. So we're going to just kind of continue what we're doing here and just being obedient in that. So just know that whenever you have things that come against you as you're walking out your life and your day-to-day things, that just hear, have an ear to hear what the Lord is saying. And it says, therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. So we're just so grateful to know and hear the Lord telling us that, and you know how to respond to the things and the people that really try to come against us, because it's just the enemy himself, you know, and you have to know that. And it's not so much that person as it is the spirit that's behind that person. You know, and we did a little series on that, too, about the puppet master, talking about how, you know, you have all these strings attached to you that you don't see, and you look up and you're like, how, you know, I mean, how did I get here? Why am I behaving that way, you know? And a lot of times you have to know that you have to stay covered, you know, because the word also says that even before we leave our homes in the morning, that sin is crouching at our door. And the word crouch means like it's like way down low, getting ready to jump us, you know, on us. But that's what the word says. So have you had that experience in life, Jazz, as you kind of, as you're growing up?
Like to wait for God to have his vengeance as far as letting him take care of it?
Yes.
And most of the time I do have them experiences. I do feel bad, so I say, Lord, have mercy. But some people, I don't say, Lord, have mercy. I feel like they don't get it.
It's just way too much sometimes when you really think about the depth of that, you know. And it's not really so much about what they do, it's how we're going to respond to it, you know, and how we're going to walk out of that situation. And I mean, it took a long time for me to learn that too. You know, especially being a verbal person, and I love to communicate because I'm like, I'm going to get you off of me, or you're going to get away from me, or, you know, and you go into that mode, you know. But the more you grow and the more you mature, you hear the Lord say, hey, I will repay. And you'd be like, when, Lord? When?
I think the older I get, the more I have to say something. I used to not say nothing at all. But now I have to say.
But is it good, bad, or indifferent when you say it?
Well, I just have to let them know, like, how I feel. But I used to just say nothing.
But you do it in a spirit of love, though, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay, because that's just your countenance anyway, you know. But I'm sure, you know, you're human. Everybody's like, what? I ain't gonna do that and get radical. I remember once I saw you really get angry with your sister, and you still was like, kind of like, you mad, but I'm like, jazz. Okay? So out of your character. But, you know, it is what it is, you know. So we just have to walk this out, you know, and know that that we have to, like the 21 says here, the very last in this session, says be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good, you know. So we just have to be true representatives, you know, of Jesus Christ, and know that people are really watching us, you know, and how we're walking out our life and what we're doing with our measures, you know, and because it's like that. It's I don't understand it, but it's just like that, you know. And I was listening to a teaching on Sunday about how, you know, people, we have to accept people for who they are. You know, we don't have a heaven or hell to put nobody in or judge people. And people come in their own time. You know, all we can do is be an example and know that if God has done it for us, He's the same God that will do it for them, because we're all sisters and brothers in Christ, you know, and we have to, like, be there to elevate and hold each other up, you know, sometimes. Now, you got those people that be, like, wanting to ride on your measure and putting their measure in a box, and then they want to be over here on your measure, you know?
Yeah, we'll lay that music.
Yeah. It's just like people that live with you. And then they want to do what they want to do with their money. And then they want you to be like, oh, we ain't got no water. We ain't got no, what are you doing? You know? But it's not so much that you allow it to happen, but it happens, you know? So, and then you think, you know what? I'm not going to be able to. And that's when you pull out the okey-doke. I'm going to need you. Okay? Kind of a countenance. But it's just amazing, though, you know? But I just want to encourage everyone to get into this word today and just get into, you know, the place of study and get in. Even if you don't get into your word sometimes, just get into a place to where you can hear from God. And I love that they came out with that movie called The War Room. But, you know, as people who have a background of war room parents and grandparents, we already know about the war room experience, you know. But it's when you go into those places and you pray for yourselves and you pray for people that you love, even pray for people you don't know, you know, in the world, and you just, you know, petition with the Lord, you know. But most of the times we always have to start with ourselves, you know, and being able to build people and help, be an encourager for someone else to walk it out. But, you know, when we were reading Romans 12:3, when it talked about every man is dealt the measure of faith, and I'm going to kind of chime to Hebrews 11:1 now, and we're going to talk about dealing with these things right now. And in Hebrews 11:1, this is one of my most favorite scriptures and books is Hebrews. But 11:1 reads now, like right now, like now. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So, of course, you know, when I have when I've taught this before and I've had a room full of people, and the Lord had led me to have other people read their translations of it. And as people were reading it, they was like, oh, yeah, that's my, oh, I love that scripture. You know, it's the faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I'm like, well, what translation are you reading? You know, just to make sure. And they would tell me, and then I'd have someone else read it, and they were leaving out the now. And I was like,
when I was reading this scripture, I just remembered in my life, man, starting in faith is a substance of things. So, yeah.
Isn't that something?
I never had now until like a couple of years ago.
Into the teaching.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing to know that? We can have it right now. Whatever God has promised us in this word, and especially according to our faith, is right now. So, you know, people are like, well, someday I'm going to be able to do this or possess that or have that or not be dealing with that or whatever, however. But they actually, you know, did not have the revelation that you could have it and do it and reflect it right now, you know.
And I'm just grateful to be able to just blow that wind today on the people that have not really gotten into the depth, and but the actual simplicity of faith is now. You know, you don't have to wait. You can have it. Because when Christ died and to go be with the Father, he left and he left. He said that we will do even greater things than he has done. You know, we don't, when are we going to do it? We're going to do it right now. You know, we don't have to wait someday and this and that. But just be encouraged in the word, because it says, for by it the elders obtained a good report, which is by faith. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Mm-hmm. But by faith, in it says that Abraham offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. And in 5 here it says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not be seen unto death. And Enoch, it doesn't talk a lot here about Enoch in the word, but what it does stress and specify is that Enoch was known as a man that pleased God. Now, I don't know all the stuff that he did, because it doesn't go into that, but it just talked about how he pleased God and how he caught God's attention. And, you know, I just want to encourage everyone to know that, you know, I want to be an Enoch. You know, I want to be, even though I don't know like a whole lot about what he did, but the main thing that he did was he caught God's attention, and he was known as a man who pleased God. And I want to be known as a woman who pleases God. So I want to be one of the Enochs of the world today, you know. So I just encourage that. And then it goes on and it talks about that but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And that word diligently means like just nonstop, just continuing to go after that, what he's here, you know, what he has for you, or what you need to hear from him, or even sometimes a rebuke, you know, because that's just a love too. You know, that's a place of order. And I can ask you this, being my child, sometimes growing up, and I can only remember probably on one hand that I've like really had to get on to you, Jazz, about something, or from the time you were here till now, 29 years later. And at the time of the rebuke or the discipline, did you feel the love in it? Or did you feel like, oh, my God?
No. I think every time you punched me, I knew I was wrong. Because you never was just the parent who was always punishing.
Yeah, we always had more of a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still feel bad with the conversation.
Yeah. Sometimes that's kind of hammerish too, huh? But, you know, it's just love, though. You know, you have to just function in that. And that's what God deals with us, you know, in our everyday. You know, sometimes we have to, you know, it's like a consequence of our behavior or of our action or whatever. We have to still go through that consequence because we've already sown that seed. You know, but then that's the flip side too. So if the seed is of what you're doing or saying or teaching or walking is good, like it says, good measure pressed down, you know, that will come good. Your measure will come back good. But if it's something you know you're not supposed to be doing, you know that the actual rebuke or the discipline and sometimes the punishment is coming, you know, because it's something you sowed, you know. So that's kind of amazing. So what do you do when you encourage your children today? Do you talk to them or do you kind of like both?
I like to talk to them to see how they think and process it and why they did what they did. And every action has a reaction, whether it's good or bad.
That's true. That's true. That's very true. But, you know, I can only imagine, you know, raising kids today is like so different, but it's still the same.
But it is so different today.
It is?
Yes, it's like they don't have fear of getting in trouble. They don't feel it. Like, no, I don't know what the difference is.
Wow.
But they just do it anyway. They know they're going to get in trouble, but they don't care.
So, how do you deal with that?
You have to make them accountable for the stuff that they do. So they know that it's not good to do that. Or it's not nice to say that. And kids don't have filters either.
Wow.
It's just straight up.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the other kids, too, them interacting with other children. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, that's why it's called warfare, because a lot of times kids mimic other kids, you know, mm-hmm. that are not having so much discipline in the home. And like we talk about in the world today, both parents have to work, and sometimes kids are raising themselves, and mm-hmm. other kids is raising other kids in the house. I mean, I think that's happened a lot in life, too, even in our lifetime, because our parents worked, you know, but we was all scared.
Right.
We still scared. Okay.
I'm 29 years old, and I have never said this to my mama, and I never will say that.
Right.
That's too much.
Yeah. I just think it's the reference, though, and how you teach them and bringing them up in the Word and in the church. And I think a lot of that's why we consider this kind of more of a generation that's kind of left, not left behind, but they just don't have that tenacity of saturating their children in the church and putting them in that atmosphere. And I think that makes a difference, too. So I don't even know how we got on that subject, but obviously someone needed to hear that, you know, that you just have to do those things, you know, going forward, and you have to, especially when you want your children to have the same principles that you had. And I know you've been a pre-K, a pre-K, but a PK child, you know, because your mom and dad are both functioning in that arena. And I tell you, I see the results of that, but then, you know, every child is different. You know, and I was just encouraging your sister the other day. She, even though you live in another city, you still need to get in a Bible-based setting.
Mm-hmm.
You need, and just encouraging her, because she feels like her life is like, oh, my God, nothing good has happened. But what are you applying? What are you sowing? And, you know that. And that's kind of what we're talking about. But when you know the difference,
mm-hmm.
the consequences seemingly are harder.
Yeah.
You know, because you know the difference. But I don't know how we got to talking about that. But that is just amazing, though, you know, to hear that in your heart today. And but back to what it talks about by faith, it also said that if we were just to leave it off where it says that that God must believe that it is He, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Even talks about Noah here in 7. It says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. That's amazing. Then it talks about Abraham. By faith, Abraham, where he went when the Lord called him out to that place. He received all of that. And also not him, but his children. He talks about 9, Isaac and Jacob, who are the heirs of the same promise. And then it talks about Sarah in 11. It says, through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. And I just remember back in Genesis, where it talked about Sarah, how she was a woman, though, in the beginning of doubt, because, you know, the Lord walked with Abraham, he walked with them, and her being his wife, you know. He would. The angels would even come and tell her, the Lord said that you'll conceive. And then, okay, now Sarah was like, you have got to be kidding. I am like 80 years old, in her 80s, and Abraham was in his 90s or 100s. And for them to conceive, that is like so a miracle. But it was a part of the promise, you know. And I think that once the manifestation of it came, that she really was pregnant, then that increased her faith. And then she was able to walk that out and be the mother of the world today. You know, that, so that's just amazing. Sometimes in the very beginning we don't get it, like Sarah, you know, and some people have to kind of see it to believe it, but that's really not faith, you know. But I think at that point of faith for her, it began to be her measure. You know, it was the manifestation of our faith is the measure. And that's how she was able to walk that out and just, you know, doing what she was called to do. But so for those of us that have that place that we struggle,
because in one it says that it is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So that's where a lot of people struggle at. They were like, you know, well, and it's also deeper than that. It's about what we believe, you know, because Abraham believed and Sarah didn't believe, but she was connected to the believer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she got part of the promise, and part of the promise was her children that came at such a ripe old age. And I was looking at social media the other day, and it was this 80-year-old lady in India, and her husband was what? Was she 70 or 80?
I think she was 70, but she didn't have proof of
her birth certificate.
But she could have been older.
Isn't that amazing? And they have a newborn baby. So God is the same yesterday,
yes,
today, and forever. That is amazing.
Well, that means that they're going to make a blogger because they have to take care of
you. Yes. Isn't that amazing? Wow. That's so cool. But when I read that, I immediately thought about Sarah, you know, and I immediately thought about Abraham. And I don't know what their preference of their, you know, denomination is, but it's still the same God. You know, he reigns on the just and the unjust, you know, as the word says. But that's just amazing. So what we're going to do, we're going to try this again, America. We are going to try to go to commercial. And if we don't succeed, we're going to be right here. And if we do, we will just be able to walk out today. So we're going to try to hear what Asaba has to say and listen to her ever so sweet music. And if not, we will be able to just go into the more the meat of the word and just do it. There she goes.
You walk right out of my heart. Can you promise me when the morning comes, I won't miss you so much?
Mornings at the Mansion Show, and I'm telling you, this has been a technical difficulty day, but we have made it through it, and I think a lot of it has to do with the relocation of our studio and all that, so we will get it all figured out. Just continue to pray for us as we elevate in this new place. So I just want to say thank you to America for bearing with us today. Me and Jazz was kind of trying to work it through, switchboard it, bring the words. It's really a lot of dynamics to, you know, carrying out this task, but, you know, there's power in number, and we pray that Anthony was proud of us today because we did our very best working out the behind-the-scenes portion, but I just want to say, Jazz, I'm so grateful that you were here with me today. I'm so serious about that, you know, and there will be many more to come. As Anthony is being transitioned in her, or elevated in her place of celebrity fashion designer, yes. Okay? And that's amazing. So we just, you know, want to thank the Lord for that as he transitions her, because she so deserves every portion. She's worked in, out her measure and you know, not fearful, just courageous, and she has a great team that they put together. And we want to say thank you to Andrea Smith for being the most incredible sister. We love you, and thank you for being a pillar for Anthony in this new place. So you just be all you can be, Miss Andrea, in your amazingness as a celebrity hairstylist. So I'm just going to grow up and be like you, girl. So with that being said, we're going to share a little bit about our mansion calendar. So we have a full month for June. We kind of got some, you know, shifts in it, but I am so proud to announce for our June 1st, which will be what, next week, huh? That the first Friday is normally our new wine, our empowerment and inspirational group, but we're not going to do our new wine this month. We're going to do our very first annual yard sale. Yes, it is Friday, June the 3rd, and Saturday, June the 4th, starting at 8:30 a.m., and we just encourage everyone that wants to come and bring your goods here. We are having a complex sale, so it's going to be amazing, and all the proceeds will be going to an incredible ministry called the Kings Haven Worship Center as they are transitioning and elevating to a place called there. We're just so amazed and grateful for our amazing apostle and overseer, Apostle Anthony Burns, and our overseer, Pastor Betty Burns. Just want to say we love you and we support you guys in this dimension, and to God be the glory for that. And our second Friday is going to be our fashion and cocktails, and that's something that Anthony is doing to bring awareness more to our Mansions Boutique and being our on-site designer. So we just want to come out and support her as she is transitioning and making these incredible fashions. Feel free to go on to our Facebook page, my own personal page, and you can see some of these amazing designs that she's done for our photo shoot for our brand new magazine. Some of them are not being revealed until the magazine comes out, but for the most part, you can see that. Also, third Friday is, we do this event every 6 months now. It used to be every month, but in June, we will be doing our treasure swap, our clothing event. That is such an amazing, exciting event where women come in and they bring 10 items, whether they're gently used, brand new, If it's something that's been in your closet a year or more and you've not worn it, whether it be tags or no tags, filter it out. That's handbags, accessories, shoes, clothing, just all that good stuff. And I'm telling you, we have had over 20, 30 women here at once and over 300 to 400 items to shop from, and you shop for free. So we would like for you to go on to our social media at the Mansions on Park Row or the Mansions Boutique or the Mansions Spa and RSVP for this event so that we can have a head count on how we can just, you know, have a spirit of hospitality that's going to rest, rule, and reign in this atmosphere. So we just thank God for that. And last but not least, our most amazing, Fourth Friday is when we have our mansion caterers come and they serve us the most amazing lunch. And it is RV's Creole Cuisine with Alicia and I call him Sarge Russo, her husband. So husband and wife catering team. And they are just people of God, and we just thank the Lord for them in this season. And they actually, their hub is here at the Mansion on Park Row, upstairs in our event area, in our kitchen, and they do different types of events here as well. So feel free to come out and, you know, instead of going purchasing lunch someone else, feel free to come out and support your local upcoming businesses here at this complex. And it's just an amazing time in business here and fellowship and definitely ministry first. And we just thank the Lord for all he has done for each and everyone here. You know, I believe it's maybe about 40 people on this complex, and that's including our staff in the studio with V by Design. We have about 10 instructors there. If it's not totally 10, we're on our way to top it to 10. So we just want to encourage Kenya in this season as she is transitioning and opening herself up, and we kind of transition out of the actual place to give her room to grow, and we are definitely upstairs in the mansion here at the Mansion on Park Row. So that's part of our kind of like our difficulties. We're trying to kind of figure out where everything needs to be positioned, but we'll get it all down. And at that point, I'm sure in the month of July, we will be transitioning to our two-hour show. So we are going to a place of advertising. They're not commercials, so feel free to go on to the Mansion on Park Row .com and check out our website. Also, to at our Yahoo page to let us know if you're interested in advertising your business or your ministry or just whatever you're called to do in this season and how we can elevate you on our commercial spots. And also, we will be doing our pre-launch around July or August for our new Mansions magazine to be able to advertise business, ministry, also, you know, whatever it is that you do, whether it's makeup, whether it's beauty, fashion, just whatever you're called to do in this season, we want to be a platform for you to be able to, you know, showcase you to the world as we are all being elevated, because I believe that there are power in numbers. Because if a one can put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000, can you imagine what 10 of us will do? So we just have to serve the enemy notice, and we do that in numbers. And to God be the glory, because he is a God of multiplication. So I just want to say we love you, and I, you know, ask that you continue to pray for us as we go up, because we're going to try to go to this last song, okay, this last commercial to sell out on with one of Asaba's most unexpected music here. We ask that you guys go on and listen to her, purchase her music. She's just an incredible artist. So if we don't, you don't hear the music, just know we're here. We love you. And we're just going to go off the air in the next few. So if we don't, if y'all don't hear the music, y'all know we're here, okay?
I feel so complete when I'm with you. Curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms. All my fears melt away, but soon as you know what you mean. gotta know if it's real.